Okay, let's see. Here we are. I am back. I got sidetracked way earlier this morning, and then we took my son to his speech testing. And then we took my phone to get fixed. My iPhone is now nice and fixed. The screen is pristine and unblemished. And so I can tell you now what I was going to tell you earlier. On Tuesday, at about 10 to noon, there was a knock on my door, and I thought it was my personal assistant coming early for some inexplicable reason. And so I opened the door. And usually when somebody comes to call on us, I know they're coming, so it's not a big surprise. And my guide dog, Heather, she'll run to the door, and she'll put her two front paws out the door and stick the front half of her body out the door to see who it is. And very rarely will she lose all control and zip out of the door like she did this time. She zipped out the door and stood in between myself and the person who was, standing on our doorstep. And she would not move for anything. And this guy turned out to be really dodgy. He's just weird. He was trying to solicit for something or other. I don't know what it was. But unlike most people who come peddling papers to your door, the stuff that he presented us, he didn't leave with us. He needed it back. Basically, it was an on-the-spot sort of a pressurized solicitation, and our apartment complex specifically states on the little drive into it, there's like little signs on the side of the road that say no solicitors are allowed. So he's sitting there and he's trying to get me to give him money, which I'm not doing. I told him I was poor, and that's all he needed to know. And thankfully at that same time, my personal assistant showed up, and when he saw her, he kind of left in a hurry, and I wound up, oh, hang on, this is going to flash me, so I will, leave it here at the cliffhanger stage. So go to part two of this to see what there is to see.